英语 PK 台一起学起来，朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播 FM92.3 正在播出的轻松学英语英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家收听今天的周一读美文，欢迎收我们的嘉宾 Julie 老师。
Hello everyone, long time no see.
假期归来，咱们的直播呢继续走起，同学们是否有空下午来听听直播呢？今天又是周一的美文了，我们也继续给大家带来一些名家名篇。
Yeah, today's story we're going to read is written by a very famous writer called Ernest Hemingway.
海明威 ,Ernest Hemingway, 这是鼎鼎大名的美国作家了哈。二十世纪著名的美国作家，他也是 Lost Generation, 迷惘一代的代表。
Yeah, he is the representative of the so-called Lost Generation, and that means like his articles, his essays, and his books are all a bit...gloomy, but they really represent the thoughts of that time.
嗯，我们的听友们很想在节目当中呢听到一些哈、啊，平时呢可能没有机会去自己独立阅读的一些名家名作。那有，因为大家有这样的需求呢，我们也尽量满足。其实现在有很多的名家名作，作品都非常优秀，但是又要介于我们能在一个小时之内给大家讲完，一起能够来鉴赏，同时语言难度又适中啊，这个挑选对我们来说非常有难度。
Yeah, I mean there's so many articles out there, so many books out there that are fantastic to read, but we only have 1 hour and you too.
所以今天呢我们就带来这篇哈，长度适中的，但是语言也比较简单啊，但是很有深刻寓意的，来自海明威的一个干净明亮的房间。
Yeah, a clean and well-lighted place.、
嗯，这个故事啊很简单啊，
yeah,
在一个小小的餐馆里面。
It's a very simple setting as well. It's like a, probably a site that you all are familiar with, like an empty and dark cafe somewhere after midnight, and there's only one customer left.
就在这个小餐馆啊即将要打烊的时候，两名 waiter在谈论着一个天天晚上都在这个小酒馆里啊喝酒啊，生活条件还不错，算是无忧吧的这样一位老人，说他之前呢曾经自杀过。
Yeah.
完了呢他们就谈论说，诶，这个人为什么天天在这里啊，以及他们对这个深夜不归的老人的一种态度。从一些细节的描写当中呢，海明威要表现一些大的主题。
Yeah, nihilism, so-called nothingness.
Nihilism 这个词儿可能很多同学没有听过啊，其实它就是一种虚无主义。
Yeah, it is like a sort of belief that everything is nothing and nothing is everything. So it's actually quite depressing if you think too long about it, and let's not do that also today. But like it really reflects upon the way of thinking of youth in that era. So Hemingway kind of wanted to represent that in this story. And we all have like those like experiences, right? That we know someone or we see someone sitting somewhere and we just know that that person is having like some serious personal problems. But then you start to fantasize about what those problems can be, and like especially when you're bored yourself, like these two waiters, they have nothing else to do. So they just kill time with philosophizing about like, what is this man and who is he and why is he, what did he want to kill himself?
啊，大家不要觉得虚无主义好像挺复杂的，一点不复杂。大作家呀，都特别擅长于以小见大，从特别简单的一些生活情景当中啊，他能够归纳出很多人类的一些集体的意识。你看他这部小说吧，一会儿我们去读的时候，大家会发现，哎呀，语言挺简单的啊，就像我们的这个大学课本一样，就像四六级阅读一样很简单。这个小说就是要通过这样的一些简单朴素的语言图片来揭示一种什么呀？生活虚幻的主题，主要是反映在这个 World War One 第一次世界大战以后啊，当时人们的一种精神空虚的现实状态和处于和拥有的一种信仰的危机。
Yeah, like, so it's a very famous story, and it really sets in a very, like, complex time, and it discusses a complex thing like nihilism. But actually, if you read it, it's actually quite simple to understand.
嗯，这个老者呢，啊，他在这个小说当中啊，一直在嘴里啊念叨着一种 nada, nada, 其实就是虚无或虚无的意思。
Yeah, it's like Spanish.
是的，哎，这个小说到底怎么样啊？咱们和大家一起来欣赏欣赏啊，鉴赏鉴赏，内容还挺多的，咱们就抓紧时间。
A clean, well-lighted place. It was late and everyone had left the cafe, except an old man who sat in the shadow the leaves of the tree made against the electric light. In the daytime, the street was dusty. But at night, the dew settled the dust, and the old man liked to sit late because he was deaf. And now, at night, it was quiet, and he felt the difference. The two waiters inside the cafe knew that the old man was a little drunk. And while he was a good client, they knew that if he became too drunk, he would leave without paying. So they kept watch on him.
Last week he tried to commit suicide,
one waiter said.
Why?
He was in despair.
What about?
Nothing.
How do you know it was nothing?
He has plenty of money.
They sat together at a table that was close against the wall near the door of the cafe and looked at the terrace where the tables were all empty except where the old man sat in the shadow of the leaves of the tree that moved slightly in the wind.
The guard will pick him up,
one waiter said.
What does it matter if he gets what he's after?
He had better get off the street now. The guard will get him. They went by 5 minutes ago.
The old man sitting in the shadow rapped on his saucer with his glass. The younger waiter went over to him.
What do you want?
The old man looked at him.
Another brandy,
he said.
But you'll be drunk,
the waiter said. The old man looked at him. The waiter went away.
He'll stay all night,
he said to his colleague.
I'm sleepy now. I never get into bed before 3 o'clock. He should have killed himself last week.
It was late, and everyone had left the cafe, except an old man who sat in the shadow the leaves of the tree made against the electric light.
好，我们和大家呢一起来梳理这篇文章啊，然后只会讲解一些重点的词，大家要跟上了。天色已经很晚了 ，It was late。今天呢，我们选用的是曹庸先生的一篇译文啊，因为这个名家的作品呢有很多很好的译文啊，我们选择的是曹先生的一个译文。时间很晚了，大家都离开了 cafe， 时间地点是发生在一个餐馆，但是呢，只有一个老人啊，还坐在那个树叶挡住灯光的阴影里。
In the daytime, the street was dusty, but at night, the dew settled the dust, and the old man liked to sit late because he was deaf, and now, at night, it was quiet, and he felt the difference.
白天里呢，这个街上啊，都满是尘埃啊 ,dusty, 就是尘埃覆盖的样子。
Yeah, so it's like in a warm place, like probably like a Spanish-speaking, warm South American or even Spanish place.
这个故事呢是发生在 Madrid, 是发生在马德里。
Yeah, Madrid in Spain.
但是到晚上的时候啊这个露珠呢 ,the dew settled the dust, 露珠呢就压住了这个尘埃。Against, dew settled the dust, and the old man liked to sit late because he was deaf. 而这个老人呢喜欢在这个咖啡店啊坐得很晚很晚因为他是个聋子。
Yeah, he was deaf, and now at night it was quiet, and he felt the difference. I mean, can you imagine that, like, when it's during the day, there's a lot of noise, and you cannot hear it. So, it's a different feeling than when everything around you is quiet anyway, so you don't have anything to miss.
是的。那虽然说他听不见但是到夜里的时候呢他也有感觉他觉得十分的寂静好像啊跟白天有所不同。
The two waiters inside the cafe knew that the old man was a little drunk, and while he was a good client, they knew that if he became too drunk, he would leave without paying. So they kept watch on him.
这待在餐馆里的两个 waiter, 啊这些就是主人公嘛也出现了。他们知道啊说这个老人是有点醉了。虽然他是一个什么呀他是一个 good client.
Yeah, and what is a good client? A client who orders a lot and more.
他是个好主顾天天都来咱们这儿照顾生意。 他们知道他是个好主顾，但是他们也知道如果他喝得太醉的话他会不付账就走了，所以他们一直就盯着他。你看 became too drunk, he would leave without paying.
Yeah, I mean, that is often how people get when they get drunk, right? They just get like silly and they don't want to do something they don't like, so, such as paying.
对啊，都喝醉了哈，什么都不管了就走了。所以呢一只眼睛还悄悄地瞄着，还得盯着他，别让他走了。
Last week, he tried to commit suicide, one waiter said.
好，这个全篇的一些主要的对话呢就从这里开始了。
Yeah.
两个侍者的对话，其中一个就说，上一周啊，他想自杀。Commit suicide, 这就是一个固定的短语。
Yeah, it's like a 固定搭配。It's like a strict, combination of to commit and suicide. You cannot do suicide or something. You commit suicide. That means that you, like, kill yourself. I mean, like, you don't do that every day, of course, but like, in this case, you use this verb.
对，你可以用通俗的语言说叫做 kill oneself, 但是一种正式的说法叫 commit. Commit 可以说是犯做什么的。Suicide 就是自杀。啊，你看看这个场景一上来就显得比较压抑，就比较压抑说，哎，听说他上周要自杀呢。One waiter said.
Why?
为什么？
He was in despair.
好， in despair 也是一个固定搭配，它的意思呢就是处于绝望当中。
Yeah, if you are in despair, you are in a very difficult situation, and you have a feeling that there's no hope, that you cannot get out.
In despair, 啊，这个 despair 就是这个意思。那是干嘛呢？为什么呀？
What about?
Nothing.
How do you know it was nothing?
没事儿，你怎么知道没事儿啊？
He has plenty of money.
哎呀，其中一个就说，他有很多钱，他有钱，他干嘛自杀呀？啊，这就是一种观点啊，大家注意一下啊。
Yeah, so money isn't everything, huh?
哎，其中一个年轻的侍者就认为说 ,He has plenty of money.
Yeah.
Why did he commit suicide?
So that really reflects the way of thinking at that age, like,They just think, okay, if you have money, then of course you're happy.
对，大家注意了，这个文章里面每一个人都代表着某一种生活的状态，
好、
yeah. 一种生活的阅历。一个年长的 waiter 和一个年轻的 waiter 是不一样的。年轻的 waiter 呢，就是一种比较物质和现实主义啊，觉得说，哎，这个人有钱，干嘛自杀呀？
They sat together at a table that was close against the wall near the door of the cafe.And looked at the terrace where the tables were all empty, except where the old man sat in the shadow of the leaves of the tree that moved slightly in the wind.
海明威的文字像画画一样，这个时候啊，他描述的是这样一幅情景，说这两个人呢，就一起啊，就坐在紧靠着餐馆大门墙边的桌旁，眼睛里呢就望上他们餐厅的这个平台啊 ,terrace.
Yeah, terrace. I hope you all enjoy terraces this holidays, because I did. It's like an area outside a restaurant or a cafe outside, so you can sit in like open air and just drink your drink and eat your food.
他们望着那个平台，其实那个平台的桌子是空无一人的。大家注意看 ,empty 这样的意象出现了。They were all empty, 什么都没有。只有那个老人啊坐在那种随风轻拂的树叶的阴影里。好了，再次大家再看这样的一个意象 ,shadow of the leaves, 树叶的影子却不是树叶。
The guard will pick him up, one waiter said.
好，他们就开始啊就谈论这个老人了。其中一个就说警卫队会把他抓走的 ,pick him up, 带走。
What does it matter if he gets what he's after?He had better get off the street now. The guard would get him. They went by 5 minutes ago.
说什么呢？说 what does it matter if he gets what he is after? Be after something 是某个人要找的东西。
Yeah, what you're after is what you are looking for, what you want.
可能他们说的这个人不是这个 old man. They're probably not talking about the old man.
Yeah, they're like...kind of thinking about like
some
all kinds of
spy.
Yeah, some passersby or like they are just worrying a bit about like what's going to happen. Basically, they're just bored. So they're like looking for like reasons to talk. That's what I think.
嗯，他们可能在谈论街上的一些人吧，这句话哈。说呀，一个人就说，哎，如果他到手了，他要找的东西，那又有什么关系呢？ 另外一个人就说，哎，他这会儿还是从街上溜走比较好，警卫队会找他麻烦的。 Guard will get him. 他们五分钟之前才经过了这里。
The old man sitting in the shadow rapped on his saucer with his glass.
好，这个镜头啊又转回了这个老者啊，只见这个老人呢是坐在一片阴影里， sitting in the shadow, rapped on, 用什么杯子敲着他的那个 saucer.
Yeah, to rap is to hit something hard and quick. So he took his glass and he tapped to his saucer like a few times just to make a noise. Well, the saucer is like a sort of like plate. It's a very small plate where your cup is served on. So like if you have a cup of tea, for example,
hey.
In the right places, a cup of tea is always served on a saucer. Like that's a little...plate.
哎，你有杯子吧？杯子下边有那个茶托吧？你用那个杯子去敲敲你的那个茶托。
Yeah.
就是这个声音叫 rapped on his saucer with his glass.
It's a way of saying, hey, waiter, I want something.
没错，其实他就是在招呼啊这个侍者了哈。然后呢他就上去了。
The younger waiter went over to him. What do you want?
年纪轻的那位就走上前去说，那您要什么呢？
The old man looked at him.Another brandy, he said.
老人就朝他看了看，就说：“再给我来杯 brandy, 酒名白兰地，再来杯白兰地吧。”
You'll be drunk, the waiter said.
你会喝醉的，侍者说。
The old man looked at him. The waiter went away.
然后老人再看了他一眼的时候，这个侍者就走开了。
He'll stay all night, he said to his colleague. I'm sleepy now.I never get into bed before 3 o'clock. He should have killed himself last week.
好，在这里，年轻的侍者已经表现出一种什么不耐烦
？Yeah, impatient. He's very, very impatient. Like, and he's like, oh, I really want to go home, and that guy's just sitting there, and it's my job, so I have to wait, and etc. True that when I was a waitress, that was so annoying when there was a customer, and that was the last one, and you want to close so you can get to bed, and that person just doesn't go away, but keeps on ordering.
他会通宵待在这里的。这个年轻人就说，哎呦，我这会儿真的很想睡觉了，我从来没有三点钟以前睡过觉啊。Never get into bed before 3 o'clock. 哎，甚至他最后还说了一句话说，这个人早就在上星期就应该自杀了。
Yeah, that's pretty harsh to say. Very, like it's very careless and very mean actually to say such a thing.
通过这样的语句啊，大家就能够感觉得出来，这是一个什么样的一个人，一个年轻人，就代表着一种什么，非常的自私。
Yeah, he's
非常的冷漠。
He is very, very self-absorbed, like very, very selfish.
只关注自己啊，他对老者以及人们的内心世界他是一无所知的。接下来。
I am one of those who like to stay late at the cafe, the older waiter said. The old man looked from his glass across the square.
The waiter took the brandy bottle.And another saucer from the counter inside the cafe, and marched out to the old man's table. 这个侍者呀，接着就从餐馆里的柜台里又拿了一瓶白兰地和另外一个茶托啊，就是那个年老的那一个，就拿了一个，就大步的就 march out, 大步的走过来，就送到老人桌上了。
Yeah, the older waiter, he was just like ignoring the younger waiter a little bit, and he was like, I'm just gonna serve that man. So like, he probably knew a little bit what the old man was feeling.
是的，为什么这个年老的侍者会没有忽略他的要求呢？说明这个人其实是对一些这老人的心理他是有一点了解的，甚至很可能他和他是相似的。大家不要忘记，海明威在这个文章当中其实通过每一个人内心他都要反馈出那种虚无感啊，所以这两个人可能是能了解的。他就把他送到老人桌上，放下茶托，用杯子呢就倒满了白兰地。
He put down the saucer and poured the glass full of brandy. You should have killed yourself last week, he said to the deaf man.
然后呢说了一句话哈，这个年轻人说了一句话，说 You should have, 你早应该在上周就自杀了。
The old man motioned with his finger. A little more, he said.
老人其实根本听不见的。
Yeah,
he really, 老人听不见.
He really did not hear what the waiter said, because otherwise he would have been mad, obviously. But he just motioned with his finger. That means that he made a gesture with his finger. He moved his finger in a certain way to say, hey, I want more.
Motion 这个词用得很好，就是轻轻的、微微的手指晃了一下。他意思就是说，再加点。
The waiter poured on into the glass so that the brandy slopped over and ran down the stem into the top saucer of the pile.
好，这里有个生动的动作描写哈，动作群。是他呢，侍者呢，又往杯子里倒了酒了啊。Pour on into the glass, 倒酒 so that the brandy slopped over. Slopped over, 溢出来了。
Yeah,
酒就溢出来了。
It spilled, it flew over the edge of the glass. Like, it was just too much for the glass.
然后它是 ran down, 顺着什么东西流下来了。顺着这个 stem, 就是高脚杯的那个脚就流进了 top saucer of the pile, 一碟茶托当中的第一只。
Yeah, it all ran down to the saucer. Thank you, the old man said. The waiter took the bottle back inside the cafe. He sat down at the table with his colleague again.
好，然后呢，这个侍者就把酒瓶啊，就拿回到餐馆里去了，又和他的同事呢坐在这个桌旁，就没什么事儿了啊，两人又开始继续聊天了。
He's drunk now.He said,
哎，他这会儿喝醉了。
He's drunk every night.
哎呀，他每天晚上都喝醉。
What did he want to kill himself for?
他干嘛要自杀呀？
How should I know?
我怎么知道？
How did he do it?
那他是怎么自杀的呀？
He hung himself with a rope.
看这句话。Hung oneself with a rope. 他是用绳子上吊的。
Who cut him down?
那谁把他给放下来的 ？Cut something down, cut the rope.
Yeah,
对不对
？Yeah, who cut the rope so he fell down? So to cut down something.
对 ，cut down 就是把什么绳子切断了，
yeah.
然后把他放下来了。谁把他救了呢
？His niece,
他侄女儿。
Why did she do it?
他干嘛要把他放下来啊
？Fear for his soul.
这句话引人深思。Fear for his soul. 他为他的灵魂担忧。
Yeah.
为什么要为他的灵魂担忧?
I mean, some religious people, they think that if a person kills himself, then the soul will not be satisfied. The soul will be like become an evil ghost or something. So like a lot of people believe that. So that's why she probably like cut down the rope.
对，他不希望他的这个 soul 呢去到不好的地方，他不希望这个人自杀成功，所以他 fear for his soul. 所以说在这样的一个 emptiness,的社会里啊的精神追求的这个心灵当中还是有人在 care for his soul、
yeah.
就是他的这个 niece 不过是救了他一命而已然后他们又继续聊到说他有多少钱啊
How much money has he got?
嗯有挺多的
He's got plenty He must be 80 years old
他怕是有个80岁了吧
Anyway I should say he was 80
不管怎么样我都觉得我算准了他得有个80岁我们其实也可以发现这个名家的翻译也翻译得很好啊，语言也是非常简练但是很有力
I wish he would go home I never get to bed before 3 o'clock
好这个年轻的侍者此时此刻已经明显的有些不耐烦了哎呀我真希望他赶紧回家去我从来没有在3点钟以前睡过觉 Waiter 的生活也是很辛苦的
Oh, totally. You have like such weird working hours when you're a waiter. You never know exactly when people go home, so you never know exactly when you're finished.
想3点以前睡觉，那是不大可能的，得看你的最后一位顾客什么时候离开。
I never get to bed before 3 o'clock. What kind of hour is that to go to bed?
哎，那是一个什么样的睡觉时间啊？要是能在3点钟之前睡觉，那可真是谢天谢地啊！大概就这个意思哈。
He stays up because he likes it. He's lonely. I'm not lonely. I have a wife waiting in bed for me.
好 ，He stays up because he likes it. 来，年长的这位 ，the older waiter 啊
，Yeah，
就说的话呀，就跟那个年轻人是完全不一样的。哎呀。他不喜欢睡觉，那是因为他不喜欢睡觉。他不睡觉是因为他不喜欢睡觉，因为他孤孤单单。
And then the younger waiter says, "I'm not lonely. I have a wife waiting in bed for me."
这个年轻人呢，就是完全没有一点为他人
yeah,
考虑的那种
totally no empathy
心情哈，没有，一点都没有。他孤孤单单，我可不孤单，我还有太太在家等我呢。
He had a wife once too.
哎，这个老的侍者就说，哎，这老人以前啊，他也有过老婆的。
A wife would not be no good to him now.
Would be no good to somebody, 就是对某人没有好处。现在他这会儿有个老婆对他也没什么好处。
You can't tell. He might be better with a wife.
年轻人说 ,You can't tell. 意思就是说话可不能这么说。You can't tell. 你也不知道吧，话可不能这么说。他有个老婆也许会好点，是不是有人万一陪陪他呢，不至于这么孤孤单单的吧。
His niece looks after him. You said she cut him down.
哦，原来他的 niece 是唯一一个谁啊，照顾他的人。
Yeah.
Look after someone, just take care of someone.
Yeah, to take care of someone, to make sure that someone is alright, to look after someone.
对，他侄女会照顾他嘛，是不是？哎呀，你刚才不是说是他把他 cut him down, 把他放下来的吗？
I know. I wouldn't want to be that old. An old man is a nasty thing.
好，这句话里面完全体现出来了一种什么对老人的一种不尊重、
yeah.
对老人的老年生活那种境况那种厌恶。
Definitely not so respectful, no.
那个人说我才不要活那么老呢，老人邋里邋遢的啊 ,nasty thing, 就是让人什么不待见的。
Yeah, something that is nasty is something nobody wants or likes, something that is like just making you feel uncomfortable.
就是脏兮兮的。邋里邋遢的也没什么用啊，就说这人老了以后吧，所以说话呀就非常的刻薄。
Not always. This old man is clean. He drinks without spilling. Even now, drunk. Look at him.
你看，两个侍者，一个人呢嫌弃老人，另外一个在 defend him.
Yeah.
另外一个人在帮他说话，说那也不是都这样的。你看这位老年人，他就干干净净的，他来喝啤酒。也都从来不滴滴答答的往外漏。你不是说老年人 nasty thing 吗？你看这个人干干净净的，哪怕这会儿喝醉了也没有失态。你瞧瞧他。
I don't want to look at him. I wish he would go home. He has no regard for those who must work.
我才不想瞧他呢，我就希望他赶紧回家去。他并不关心那些非干活不可的人。He has no regard.For those who must work. 这个 regard 怎么理解啊？
Yeah, no, he has no respect. He doesn't care for them. If you have regard for something, then you care for something, then you, like, think about someone else's feelings, basically.
他才不关心那些非干活不可的人。意思就是说他也不管我们几点下班。
Yeah, he doesn't, like, care.
好，继续。
The old man looked from his glass across the square.Then over at the waiters. Another, he said, pointing to his glass. The waiter who was in a hurry came over.
好，老年人这个时候呢，从酒杯上抬起头来，嘛 ,across the square, 向远方的广场呢望过去。然后呢又望望那两个侍者。再来一杯吧。Another, he said, point to his glass.
The waiter who was in a hurry came over. Finished, he said.Speaking with that omission of syntax stupid people employ when talking to drunken people or foreigners.
再来的白兰地的这个时候他说了哈，然后那个着急的侍者呢又慌慌忙忙就跑了过去啊，没了 ,finished, 没了啊，他不顾什么句法 ,the omission of syntax.
Yeah, so syntax is like the rules that apply for making a sentence, likeMaking a sentence is like usually you have a verb and you have like an object and like a subject, etc. But like that set of rules he was not using because he only said one word. He only said finished.
没有上下文，没有前言，没有后语，直接说跟人说没了。
Yeah.
就显得比较的 rude, 比较粗鲁哈。
So he was speaking with that omission of syntax. He was speaking without the normal rules of sentences.Stupid people use when they talk to someone who is drunk or to a foreigner. Like, I also do that. When I'm in a country where I don't know the language at all, then I'm just speaking in one word. Like, food. Where? Me. hungry, you know, like you also omit certain syntax in a sentence.
不顾句法的说，只有蠢汉对醉汉或者是外国人说话的时候才会这么说。意思就是说，哎呀，没了，别喝了，没了，今儿啊没了，打烊了。
No more tonight. Close now.
就这个意思。
Another, said the old man.
老人还在坚持说，再来一杯吧，他根本就不想走。
No, finished.
不，没了。
The waiter wiped the edge of the table with a towel and shook his head.
并且他还表现出一些动作，用他的那个湿毛巾在擦那个什么 edge of the table, 擦那个桌沿儿，一边就说你看我都打扫了，做清洁了，一边摇摇头 shook his head. 没了，没了。
The old man stood up, slowly counted the saucers, took a leather coin purse from his pocket and paid for the drinks, leaving half a peseta tip.
只有在这个时候，老人呢，在这种催促之下，他站了起来，慢慢地数着这个茶托，又开始结账了。从口袋里呢，摸出了一只装硬币的夹子。
Yeah, a coin purse. That is like such an old granny wallet that I also wear. Like, I also have that one.
奶奶的钱包。
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's just like a bag with like a lot of coins in it. Like, you can use that.
奶奶的零钱包，拿出来了，然后呢，就付了九账，然后呢，又放下了半个。
Peseta
就是西班牙的货币比塞塔作为小费吧。
Yeah. That was like the monetary unit in Spain before the euro. Then they all used pesetas over there.
这个老人虽然年纪大虽然听不见，但是他整体来说是很有风度的。
Yeah.
不是比较 nasty 的样子
He's totally not nasty at all. He's like clean.
Like a gentleman.
Yeah, like really a gentleman.
侍者瞅着他呢 ,go down the street, 顺着大街走去了。
Yeah, the waiter watched him go down the street.
他的背影是什么样子呢
?A very old man, walking unsteadily, but with dignity.
这里很关键。这个年纪大的人走起路来虽然脚步是不稳的，因为他有点醉醺醺了，但是他有一种什么神气在，他有一种尊贵的感觉 ,with dignity.
Yeah, and if you are a person and you do something with dignity, then you do something in a manner that shows that you have done a lot of good things, that you are very, like, an important person, or that you just have a lot of self-respect, and that shows, like, no one really messes with someone who has a lot of dignity.
老人就这么就离开了俩人就要打烊了，然后继续他们聊天。
Why didn't you let him stay and drink?
这个年老的这个侍者呢，有点不理解就是你干嘛不让他待下来喝酒呢？你这么催他有意义吗？
The unhurried waiter asked.
注意，一个是 hurried， 一个是 unhurried， 不着急的这个侍者就这么问到说。
They were putting up the shutter.
Putting up the shutter， 拉下百叶窗。
It's not half past two.
还不到两点半呢，你干嘛这么急呢？
I want to go home to bed.
我要回家睡觉，我真的很想回家睡觉。
What is an hour?
一个钟头算啥？你再等一个钟头怎么了？
More to me than to him.
好， more to me. 他无所谓，但是我在乎啊，对我来讲的意义比对他来讲的意义更大呀。他无所谓这一个小时，但对我来讲，我一个小时我能睡一个觉啊。
An hour is the same.
哎呀，反正就一个钟头嘛。
You talk like an old man yourself.
年轻人很不满地说，瞧你这话说的就跟那个老人一模一样。
He can buy a bottle and drink at home.
好，这句话也很关键。他说，他完全可以买瓶酒回家喝嘛。年轻人完全不理解老年人内心的空虚状态。
He totally doesn't get the feeling of emptiness and of loneliness, the feeling that the old man is struggling with.
他以为老年人只是为了在这里喝酒而已。其实当然不是了，醉翁之意不在酒，在什么呀？在一个干净明亮的地方。老人在这个咖啡馆里，在这个酒店里，酒馆里，他寻找的是什么？是一份安宁，对不对？
Yeah, he finds a sort of consolence in like being in such a place, like being in like a deserted place.
一种安慰，一种抚慰，对不对？年轻人认为你有钱，你把酒买到家里喝不完了吗？你在我们这儿来喝什么呀？还耽误我下班的时间。
It's not the same.
这可不一样啊！这位老的侍者语重心长地说，说明他理解这个状况。
No, it's not. agreed the waiter with the wife.
He understands it.
He did not wish to be unjust. He was only in a hurry.
是啊，这不一样。其实年轻人根本没有理解到哈。他不希望做得不公道，他只是有点着急。
And you? You have no fear of going home before your usual hour?
然后他反过来还反唇相讥哈，这位老的这个 waiter。年轻人还说，那你呢？你不怕不到你通常的时间就回家吗？真是奇了怪了哈。
Are you trying to insult me?
Insult 就是侮辱的意思。
Yeah, to make someone angry.
你这小年轻，你是想侮辱我吗？
No, hombre, only to make a joke.
嗯，这个口语词很有趣，叫 hombre.
Yeah, that is like a Spanish for man. It's like no man, like, you know, what they use in American English a lot. Like, it's just like an expression to say, ah, man, like, or no man, or yeah, man. Like, it's just like they use hombre instead of man.
对 ,hombre, 其实就是 man 的意思。不，老兄，老兄。只是开开玩笑嘛。好，然后呢还是两个人在继续聊天哈，一个特着急，一个就觉得你干嘛这样呢。
No, the waiter who was in a hurry said, rising from pulling down the metal shutters, I have confidence, I am all confidence.
好好，这里有不同的这个心理状态了。不，那个着急的侍者一边说一边拉下了铁百叶窗后站了起来， pulling down 拉下了 metal shutter 百叶窗以后就站了起来。他是这么看待他自己的生活的，他觉得他有工作对吧？
Yeah, he has work.
他有 wife 对吧？
He has a wife.
他觉得生活挺好的，他说 I have confidence, 我有信心啊，我完全有信心啊。 I'm all confidence.
You have youth, confidence and a job, the older waiter said.You have everything.
是的，年老的侍者啊就说，你是有，你有青春 youth, 你有自信 confidence, 你有工作 job. You have everything. 你什么都有了。
And what do you lack? Everything but work.
那么年轻人反问道说，那你呢？你缺少什么呢？除了工作什么都缺，这句话体现出来了这个什么年老的侍者他内心的那种空虚、
yeah.
那种虚无。他只有一份工作，他认为他自己除了一份工作什么都没有。
He has nothing except his job. You have everything I have. No, I have never had confidence and I am not young.
诶，我有什么你不也都有了吗？年轻人说，不，我从来就没有信心，我也不年轻了。这个年老的侍者是这么回答的。
Come on, stop talking nonsense and lock up.
好了好了，别再说这些乱弹琴的话了。
Yeah, don't talk such foolish things.
其实这个年轻人根本就听不懂这个
人在说什么。He totally doesn't get it, and he's also not even trying to understand it.
他甚至没有试着去理解，因为在他的这个层次他根本理解不了什么样的人他具有一种内心的空虚。年轻人觉得，你看我什么都有对吧，我握住的都是实实在在的东西啊。但是他不知道，工作有可能会没有，你的爱人有一天也会离去，你认为你所觉得的那些很稳固的 confidence 有一天他也会变成 emptiness、
yeah.
他不知道，但是他觉得自己很自信。然后呢，这位年老的人只是在旁边旁敲侧击地告诉他自己的一些心情和想法，就说其实我只有工作，我什么都没有，我内心已经意识到这是一个什么虚无的世界。
I am one of those who like to stay late at the cafe.
好，我们来看最后一段。
I am one of those who like to stay late at the cafe, the older waiter said, with all those who do not want to go to bed, with all those who need a light for the night.
I want to go home and into bed.
We are two different kinds,
the old waiter said.He was now dressed to go home.
It's not only a question of youth and confidence, although those things are beautiful. Each night, I am reluctant to close up because there are maybe someone who needs the cafe.
Hombre, there are bodegas open
all night long. You don't understand. This is a clean and pleasant cafe. It is well lighted. The light is very good. And also, now there are shadows of the leaves.
Yeah.
Good night, said the waiter.
Good night,
the other said. Turning off the electric light, he continued the conversation with himself. It is the light, of course, but it is necessary that the place be clean and pleasant. You do not want music. Certainly, you do not want music. Nor can you stand before a bar with dignity, although that is all that is provided for these hours. What did he fear? It was not fear or dread. It was a nothing that he knew too well. It was all a nothing, and the man was nothing too. It was only that the light was all it needed, and a certain cleanness and order. Some lived in it and never felt it, but he knew it was nada y pues nada y nada y pues nada. He smiled and stood before a bar with a shining stem pressure coffee machine. What's yours? Asked the barman.
Nada.
Otro loco más, said the barman and turned away. Little cup, said the waiter. The barman poured it for him.
The light is very bright and pleasant, but the bar is unpolished,
the waiter said. The barman looked at him but did not answer. It was too late at night for the conversation. You want another copita? The barman asked.
No, thank you,
said the waiter, and went out. He disliked bars and bodegas. A clean, well-lighted cafe was a very different thing. Now, without thinking further, he would go home to his room. He would lie in the bed, and finally, with the daylight, he would go to sleep. After all, he said to himself, it was probably only insomnia. Many must have it.
I am one of those who like to stay late at the cafe, the older waiter said. With all those who do not want to go to bed. With all those who need a light for the night.
这个时候年纪大的这位侍者反而说出了一句这样的话。他说我其实也是属于那种啊在餐馆里待得很晚的人。我同情那种不想睡觉的人。我同情那种夜里要有亮光的人。
I want to go home and into bed.
年轻人还是冷冰冰地说，我要回家睡觉了。
We are of two different kinds, the old waiter said.
这个时候年长的侍者就说，我们啊，终究还是不一样的人。
He was now dressed to go home.
这个时候他已经穿好衣服想要回家了。
It is not only a question of youth and confidence, although those things are very beautiful. Each night, I am reluctant to close up.Because there may be someone who needs the cafe.
这不光是个年轻和信心的问题。虽然青春和信心都是十分美妙的，但是我每天晚上都很不愿意打烊，因为啊，可能有人要上餐馆，他在为什么为一个和他认为和他一样的人们留着这样的一个干净明亮的地方。
Yeah, he wants to provide people like him a placeWhere they can relax and enjoy themselves.
他说了，他同情那些不想睡觉的人，他同情那些在夜里需要有亮光的人，所以他愿意在这样的一个咖啡店里。这个咖啡店既然是既是他自己的精神寄托，也是他想为别人留下的一些精神的寄托。
Hombre, there are bodegas open all night long.
年轻人却说，哎，老兄，开通宵的酒店有的是啊，为什么？别人非得到我们这儿来呢?
Yeah, bodega, that's a word for winery. That is like a place where you can get wine. It's very famous in Spain. If you go to like Madrid or Barcelona, where I went to, you see bodegas everywhere.
西班牙的酒馆叫 bodegas. 有的是啊,干嘛来我们这儿?
You do not understand. This is a clean and pleasant cafe.
你根本不懂。这里就是一个干净。愉快的餐馆。
It is well lighted.
注意这个意象叫 well lighted. 我们说一个光照充足的地方，一个十分明亮的地方，就是一个什么呀？一种带着 正能量、一种希望的地方。
The light is very good, and also now there are shadows of the leaves.
你看我们这儿灯光多亮啊，还有那些飘渺的树影。
Yeah, good night, said the younger waiter. Good night, the other said. Turning off the electric lights, he continued the conversation with himself.
哎，年轻人还在迫不及待地说再见了，再见了。然后呢，年纪大的侍者却说再见。他关了电灯以后呢，还在继续自说自话。
It is the light, of course, but it is necessary that the place be clean and pleasant.
亮光固然是要很亮的，但是呢，也必须啊，是个干净和愉快的地方。
You do not want music. Certainly you do not want music. Nor can you stand before a bar with dignity, although that is all that is provided for these hours.
他的意思就是说，我其实不是想去那些 bodegas 的。
He doesn't want to go to those bodegas.
Bodegas. 你不想要去听音乐。你也肯定不想要去听音乐，你也不会神奇地站在酒吧面前像别人那样，尽管他们什么都有，应有尽有，你不想要那些喧闹的东西。
What did he fear? It was not fear or dread. It was a nothing that he knew too well. It was all a nothing, and the man was nothing too.
这个时候他是完全的在自言自语，就在说什么呀？说刚才那个老人。他在说他自己对老人的理解，他说他怕什么？他不是怕，他也不是慌，他心里很有数，他知道这是虚无缥缈，全是虚无缥缈，人也是虚无缥缈的。
It was only that the light was all it needed, and a certain cleanness and order. Some lived in it and never felt it, but he knew.It all was nada, it was nada, it was nada, it was nada.
人所需要的只是虚无缥缈和亮光，以及干干净净和井井有条。有些人生活于其中，却从来没有感觉到。可是他知道，一切都是虚无缥缈的，一切都是为了虚无缥缈。连接着三个排比 ：nas, nada, ya, pues nada。也 nada, 也 pues nada, 就是虚无缥缈，虚无缥缈和虚无缥缈。
Yeah, it means nothing is nothing and nothing is nothing. He smiled and stood before a bar with a shining steam pressure coffee machine.
这个时候他微微笑着站在一个酒吧前啊，这个年老的侍者啊，自己的店都关门了。
Yeah, his whole shop is closed.
他又去了别的地方。他也是一个什么深夜不愿归的人、
yeah.
这个时候他已经含笑站在一个酒吧前了，那有一架闪闪发光的蒸汽压的咖啡机。
What yours? Asked the barman.
这个时候酒吧招待员就问他说，你要来点什么？
Nada. Otro loco más,
他说
said the barman.
来点虚无缥缈吧。然后这个酒吧的侍者就说，又是个神经病。
Yeah, another crazy person.
你看，这个时候一个原来的侍者到了一个新的地方去了以后，他就变成了那个老人了。
Yeah, he becomes the same old man that they discussed before that.
然后呢，这个酒吧的招待又变成了他店里的那个年轻人了。
Yeah.
又说，又是个神经病，就转过头去了。
Said the barman and turned away.A little cup,
来一小杯吧
said the waiter. The barman poured it for him.
然后呢，酒吧招待就倒了一杯给他。
The light is very bright and pleasant, but the bar is unpolished, the waiter said.
灯很亮啊，你们这地方也挺愉快的，只是这个酒吧没有擦得很光洁，他说。
The barman looked at him, but did not answer.It was too late for an at-night conversation.
这个酒吧招待只是看着他，也没有说话，也没搭腔。夜深了，不便谈话。
You want another copita? The barman asked.
Copita.
It's like a little amount of alcohol, like alcoholic beverage. So like, it can be whiskey, for example, or like another very strong liquor, like...白酒 that comes in like a very small cup, right?
小剂量哈，你想再来一小杯吗？
No, thank you.
嗯，不了不了，谢谢。
Said the waiter and went out. He disliked bars and bodegas. A clean, well-lighted cafe was a very different thing.
他走出门了，他呀是真不喜欢酒吧和酒店。但是呢，一个干净明亮的餐馆又是另外一回事了。
Now, without thinking further, he would go home to his room.
现在他也不再想什么了，他就回家吧，回到自己的屋里去。
He would lie in the bed, and finally, with daylight, he would go to sleep.
他要去躺在床上。最后呢，当天亮的时候，他要睡觉了。
After all, he said to himself, it was probably only insomnia. Many must have it.
到头来，他也许只会对自己说，大概又只是一次失眠吧。许多人一定都失眠。
Yeah, insomnia is like actually a medical condition even when you just cannot fall asleep. Some people get insomnia when they are really under a lot of stress. Then their body is tired, but their brain is like so stressed out.That they cannot sleep anymore. The same with people who are very depressed or who are like feeling very sad and empty. They often also have trouble sleeping.
海明威的这篇小说到这里就结尾了，只有几千字，情节人物简简单单，都是些对话，但是呢，深刻的揭示了一些主题。海明威有一种风格，就是什么呀？一种八分之一的冰山诠释八分之七的深刻寓意。我们读到的只是 1/8、
yeah.
但是有八分之七他没有表现出来。我们看三个人物，这三个人物都处在一种 emptiness 虚无的王国里面啊，在他们的生活当中虚无随处可见。年长的逝者说啊，什么叫 nada yeah pure nada 啊，全是虚无缥缈，人也是虚无缥缈的。年轻人呢觉得虚无嘛就是缺少物质、
yeah.
对吧，他没有理无法理解，哎，那个生活富足的人为什么要自杀呢？
Yeah, the younger person really doesn't understand why the older man is like tired of his life and why the older man is actually a bit depressed. Like, he just really doesn't get it. Because in his view, the older man has everything. Everything he wants to.
对，那么对于老者来说呢，虚无是什么？是孤独和死亡。他忍受不了那种生活中的 hopeless,No friendship, no truth, no meaning. 没有希望，没有友情，没有真理，没有意义。对他来说、
yeah.
这就是一种虚无。
Yeah, that is emptiness according to him.
然后呢，对于那位 older waiter 来说，年长的侍者来说，他对虚无的反应比较复杂。他说呀，他不是怕，他不是发慌，而是他渗透的一种不安，一种对存在的忧虑。
Yeah, there is just nothing.Just no feeling. There's no fear. There's no angriness. There's no happiness either. There's really nothing.
所以这样一个干净明亮的地方，对于这个老人和年长的逝者，他们两人来讲，都是一个可以给他们带来温暖和安全感的地方。哎，尽管这个世界黑暗无序，但是他们在这里呢，可以暂时逃离黑暗，暂时逃离尘世的烦恼。所以这个干净明亮的地方，就成为他们逃避现实的一个避难所了。
Yeah.Everyone needs a light, and he provides that in the coffee, like in the bar that he has. He has like a nice lighted place, which is actually very symbolic to like a nice light that you can have in your heart, or that you can have like in real life, someone you love, something you love, that is like what gives you a meaning, what gives you a purpose.
So, purpose. 所以从广义上来讲，一个干净明亮的地方的需求其实象征着人们对于 order, 秩序理性的需求和一种对希望啊情感啊等等美好事物的向往。所以一些具体的意象和抽象意义的结合就让虚无成为了贯穿整个小说的一个主题。大家的生活中应该还比较充实吧哈，可能暂时还体会不到这种虚无，但是也没准儿，因为有的时不长的时候虚无感就会漂浮出来在我们的生活当中，有的时候你就会觉得没有意义。
Yeah, sometimes those thoughts pop up, right? Like, everyone has that once in a while. And like, luckily, like there are a lot of places where you can meet friends, where you can be happy with other people. And yeah, it's nice to have those places.
心灵这个东西是一种共性 啊，就是说别人能感到的那种虚无空虚，其实你也能够感觉到的啊。生活中时不常的，有时候是有这种感觉，是吧？所以海明威呢，用这种简单的方式，以小见大的把它刻画了出来。我们在多读的时候，尤其是你年纪增长，慢慢的增长，再去读的时候，你的感受是完全不一样的。
Definitely, it differs per age.You have, what kind of feeling you have after reading and before reading, and that's really a lot of fun. Like, a lot of people may not understand now, like certain, like books and certain texts, but later on, when they grow up, they read it and they think, oh yeah, I did that when I was younger. I thought like that when I was younger. Wow, someone wrote that down. And this is exactly what people felt when they read Ernest Hemingway's books and Ernest Hemingway's article. Like at that time, people read that and they found recognition.
啊，可能它的意义呢，对我们来讲是比较艰深的。但是我们在今天的微信公众号的文本推送当中呢，也会给大家推送一些啊这个文本和它含义的一些解析啊，让大家能够在阅读名家名篇的时候，能有更多一些的收获和理解。好，那今天的美文就到这里，谢谢 Judy 老师，谢谢大家的收听哦。
Thank you for listening.
下次见。
See you.